Today's daf is Sanhedrin Lamed Hey. Just a thought from yesterday's daf on Lamed Dalad. The Gemara had a thought and a comment said, "Ein ronis in negoyim shachris bin arbayim." Right, we don't look at the negoyim because the particular light it's not going to look favorably. So in the Sefer Biri Chassidus Lashas, it brings from the Tiferes Shlomo, beautiful day shachris bin arbayim. What does that mean in the morning and the afternoon? Ke Asher ha'adam mispalot tefilos. So when a person's davening, as ein hazman sheyechapesh achrei negoy b'livavo, that's not the time to start looking for the negoyim that exist inside you. Tichsiv ivdu as Hashem b'simcha, because by davening the time is supposed to be one of simcha. Ve'im yachshuv lochatov, if a person starts thinking about all of the things that he's done wrong, harei yis atzev alibo, he's going to have a sadness. Ve'tfiloso tiyeh lechato, so it's going to be a chet. Ella, what you do, yivcho lo zman miyuchad, you should set a specific time, kigon chatzos halayle chedoyme, like for tikkun chatzos or something, at that point in time, ve'ofen shelo yafriyu lo be'avodas Hashem. So that's the idea, not looking at the negoyim, right? It says shachrus ben harbayim. So that he finds a remez to the tefilos, which we know, as the Gemara tells us in the fourth parak of Brachos, were set up. The tefilos were set up after the korbanos. So that's an idea as well. Okay, we'll start today's daf three lines up from the bottom on Lamed Dalid Amud Beis. Says the Gemara. Again, we're talking about the cases of dini nefashos donin b'yom. So when it comes to these types of cases, so we judge them during the day. Minohan imili. So how do we know this? So omrav Shimi Bar Chiya, Omer Kral, the pasuk says, "V'hoka osam l'Hashem neged hashamesh." That by this is talking about the people who had sinned with Baal Peor. Omer of Chizda minayin l'hoka shehi t'liyo. How do you know that this word is referring to hanging them? Dechsiv, it says, "V'hoka anum l'Hashem begivas Shaul bechir Hashem." Right, it was talking about that they were the sons of Shaul were hung. Dechsiv atikach ritzpa bas ayo es hasak vatatehu lo el hatsur betechilas kotzir. So she took the sackcloth and spread it upon the rock from the beginning of the kotzir, of the time of the harvest. So you see from the psukim that these the children of Shaul were exposed, right? So we're assuming that means that they were hung. This idea that the Gemara is learning out from the hanging of Baal Peor, right? So that's what the Gemara learned out. So let me go a few more lines. I'll read. Chesiv Vayomer Hashem El Moshe Kach Es Kol Roshe Ha'am. Right? Hashem tells Moshe, take all the heads of the nation. Im Ha'am Chotu Roshe Ha'am Chotu. So the Gemara has 1 second. If the people were the ones, they are the ones who sinned with Baal Peor. But what did the Roshe Ha'am do wrong? So no, it's Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Really, it's like this. The reason why Hashem wanted them wasn't for punishing the Roshe Ha'am. Amar LaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe Chalek Lahem Batei Dinim. You should make court houses, set them up. So my time, what's the reason why? If you can tell me the reason, it's because you can't judge them at two at once. The ha'amar Rav Chizda lo shana ela b'shtei misos aval misa achas donim. That's when we have two different types of death penalty, right? Because each one has to be looked into very carefully, as the one was going to say later on. But here, when it's the same type, so then you could do that. If it's misa achas, you could. Se ela kedei she yoshuv charon af mi Yisrael. The reason why they had to set up many different courts was because Hashem was so angry. So Hashem was so angry, they had to really get rid of it as soon as possible. Rashi explains in Devar Maschil Ella, Kenuchach Kro, V'yushuv Charon Af, Kisha Kodesh Baruch Hu Roa Shekulam Asukim B'Dovar. Right, we see that everybody is working on us, Umatam L'Chvoida, the other Kenayim for him. So therefore, they were all in this, working together to get this taken care of. And therefore, that's what's going to, so to speak, appease Hashem's anger. In the Yad Ramah, he has a little bit differently. He quotes this and he says, "V'yesh omru k'dei shiyu HaKadosh Baruch Hu shikum asukim b'dover m'knein l'chvodo lav milsahu." That's, no, it's all yid. The ime ha time, if that's reading, "Salistim hu kuluhu roshe ha'am b'chada elayne b'dnaihu." They should just made just one big court. So actually, he quotes earlier, the Yad Ramah gives a different answer. He thinks that the reason why they set up these different batei dinim was just to expedite the process, to get things taken care of quickly. Not that everybody is being a kanoi, but they'll just be able to get rid of them, because it's kol zman that there's rishayim in the world, there's charon af ba'olam. So in order to get rid of those who had sinned with Baal Pa'or. Therefore, that's why the Adama learns that they had set up multiple different courts. And the Ben Yehoyada, the Ben Yehoyada has a beautiful idea. He writes, there's a separate, perhaps additional reason as to why they were told to set up different courts. So it says, the Ben Yehoyada, Pirush Chelkom B'Mekoymos Rabim Mufuzarim. They're going to be spread out in many different places in the Machane. Shlo Yadunu Kulam B'Mokom Echad. Not going to judge everybody in one place. V'hatam Osachein B'Shvil Persume Nisa Tfei. Because this would result in a greater publicizing of the miracle, a bigger pesum enisa. Yada anon hayema ahil is kol alkol hamachane shuyud beis meal, because they had a cloud right that was covering the whole machane. Ein zore alehem shemesh kol, the sun did not shine down on them. The rock alkol echad meela hachayovim haya yored hashemesh al roisho. But there was a special nace that anybody who had sinned with it, that the sun pierced through the clouds and would shine on the head of the person. Shahaya nasa nekeb anon kenegdo. There was a hole in the clouds, an opening, an eclipse. Huh? Okay. So no, just kidding. But there was a hole in the clouds, and it would come through. The derech nekeb yeredes hashemesh al rosho, and through this hole in the clouds, there would the sun would shine down on this guy. The im haybate dinim mifuzar b'makomos harbe. And explains Ben Yehoyada, if there was a lot of different places, they're all spread out. Hayanase b'derech neis nekovim rabim k'neged achayavim k'nei sheyard aleichem or hashemesh. Now, if they're all in one space, there's one big hole and everybody will get shined on. But if they have it spread out, there has to be a lot of different things, and to become much more public, it's going to be much greater neis. Uvezeye pirsum haneis tefei. And that way, he explains, there'll be a greater, people realize what's happening, and there will be a greater Kiddush Hashem will happen when all these people are punished. Okay, continues now the Gemara. Dine mamonois gomrim bo bayom minahani milis, right? In the case where you have a dine mamonos, right? So we can start and finish on the same day, whether the guy is chayiv or whether the guy is innocent, but right, we learned by dine nefashos, so then they can only do that on the same day if it's going to be a zechus for the person. But if it's going to be a chov, the guy's guilty, he's going to be chai misa, so then he can't do this. And we're asked, where do you know this from? So, Omer Rabbi Chanina, the Omer Kro, Milasi Mishpat Tzedek Yolim Bo Va'ato Meratzachim. So, when it's talking about the first base of Migdosh, so the Novi Yeshayo says that the sword that was full of Mishpat, and there was Tzedek, but now there's Roitzachim, there's murderers there. So Rav Omer Mehocha, no, a different pasuk. Ashru chomots, ashru dayin shemechamet es dino. So as the pasuk is like, ashru means to relieve those who are chomots, who are oppressed. So ashru prays the judge who is mechamet, who stalls a little bit before he goes ahead and gives the psak. He doesn't just rush to judgment. So that's the idea about waiting and thinking it over. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Chof, Halacha Zayin, Hagas Libo. If a person who has a lot is very haughty, behoro, when he's giving a psak din, right, talking about a dayin, v'koyfit v'choysich hadin, kodim she'achru beinu levein atzmo, he's so quick to rush to judgment, ad she'heboru lo k'shemesh. It has to be clear to him like the sun, hareze shote, v'rosha v'gas ruach. Right, a person like this is a fool. He's a rasha. He's haughty. So the Rambam is very stark in his lashonos about a dayan who quickly rushes to it, and that's what the Gemara is saying here. Right, that's the drasha from Rava of ashru chamotz ashru dayan shemechamit es dino ve'idach. Now back to Rechanina, who doesn't learn that pasuk. So ashru chamotz, he says, Ashru Chometz is the one who is the victim, velo Chometz, and not the one who is the robber himself. The Idach, and the other one, Rava, Hai, Mle'asi, Mishpat, my Avid Beis. What does he learn about? So Gemara says, the Rava will learn, Kid Rav Elazar, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. To Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol Tainis, She Malinin Bo Es HaTzedakah. For any Tainis where they delay giving out the Tzedakah, the way they collected on that stuff, ki'il shofech dom, you're like a murderer. Shne'emar, and he quotes our pasuk, Mle'si mishpat tzedek. Which is interesting, that's why when we lay in the Megillah, we always give Amatamas Lavionim on that day, even by if it's like a Purim Shulash, because the Aniyim are expecting it. And here on a Tainis, part of the Tainis is not, it's not just not eating. Like, just to not eat on a fast day, that's called a diet. That's kind of called a Tainis. A Tainis is, has Teshuvah as part of it. And part of our Teshuvah process is taking care of the less fortunate as well. So here the Aniyim are looking for it. Where's what you collected for me? And you didn't give it out. So Mark Tina says, Hani mili berifto de tamri. This is talking about when you have bread and you give out dates because they're zayin, like the Gemara says in Brachas. That's very, it sustains a person. There's a lot of sustenance by eating these types of food. Avav zuze chite v'sare leislambo. But if they're giving out just money, they're giving out wheat and sor and barley, so then that's not a problem. That would not have to be a problem. But that's what the, each one of the Amorim learns from the other Pasuk. So then, again, the next part was talking about in cases of dini momonos that you can't give it on the same day. So the Mishnah said, "Lefikach ein donim." Therefore, we don't judge them on erev Shabbos or on erev Yom Tov because you have to wait the next day. So we're asked, "My time, why is it? Why that you can't just do it on the same day? Why do you have to push it off?" Mishum de lav esher, because the Gemara says it's impossible. Hey, what? How would you possibly come up to a way where you could do this? If you're going to judge on Erev Shabbos and you're going to give the Psak on Erev Shabbos, maybe you're going to find out the guy was really guilty. And now you're going to have to wait till the following day because we know that you don't carry it out on the day. If it's guilty, you don't get it on the same day. So now you made him wait an extra day. So what are we going to do? Then you're going to start the court case on Erev Shabbos, you include on Shabbos, you're going to kill him on Shabbos. You know how to kill somebody. You can't kill somebody on Shabbos. It's interesting, there's a Tosfos says, the third Tosfos in the Bible says, Ein Ritzicha Doiches HaShabbos, so they're going to ask, B'Srei Fanicha, Afilu Man Domer Mekalkeo, B'Havor HaPotter, D'Yesh Bo Chilo Shabbos, Meshum Psila, the Omer Mali Bishol Psila, Mali Bishol Samonim, V'Shar Chavim Mises Nami, Afilu Man Domer Tekilko Chabur HaPotter. However, here, Hocha, in this case, you think it's Mekalkeo, no, Choshev Tikkun. There's a Tikkun that's happening. It's not a Kilkel. Why? Last three words, Deyesh Lo Kapara. So there is, the Tikkun is, the guy's going to get Kapara by getting being executed. So that's the tzad to say why we wouldn't do it on Shabbos, even according to the Mekalka. So the word continues, that one second. Velik Delei Laorta. So fine. Mleva Malka will kill him at night. You know, we'll have a wash, we'll have our sa'uda, and then we'll kill him at night. No, neged hashemesh minan. It has to be done during the daytime. That's what we learn out from neged hashemesh while the sun is out. So you can't execute during the nighttime. So now we're stuck. We really we can't do it. So the Gemara continues, okay, so let's still work this out. V'ligmere l'dine b'shabeso, v'ligtle b'chad b'shabeso. So let's judge him on Erev Shabbos. We'll do the Gemara din on Shabbos itself, and then we'll kill him on Sunday. Nimza ata ma'anez dino. No, because then there's inu hadin. If you have an inu hadin, so you're torturing him. So what's the source for this, right? So the Margolis Hayam and others quote that maybe the source for this is v'yahaf l'reicha kamocha, but then there's a question because V'haf l'reicha kamocha for inu hadin would only apply to a Jew, but the Dvar Avram points out that this prohibition of inu hadin also applies by shore, right? Then it's not shaykh to talk about v'haf l'reicha kamocha in the shore. So he says no. The pasuk is v'arta harab mikirbecho. That's the source that teaches us that you have to do it immediately, and there can't be any delay in the sentencing once it's carried out. And the Mora continues, Nidaini b'maliv shabso, v'nigmur b'chad shabso, minshe tamayhu. No, if you're going to do it on Erev Shabbos and then do it on Sunday, you'll have the Gemara didn't know because people are going to forget what they said, right? Even though it's written down, right? Afal gav d'shani soifre hadayonim omdim lifnehem v'kosin divrei hamazakim v'divrei hamechayvin. They're going to write down who said what, who said the guy's innocent, who said the guy's guilty. Nehid v'pumi kosvin. You're right. Technically, they write, but liba de enoshe inshe. People forget. People are people, literally, right? Hilkach lo efshar. So it's not possible to start on a Erev Shabbos or on a Erev Yantiv. So then the Gemara continues. Omale Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan Usehe Kvuras Meis Mitzvah Doiche Shabbos Mikavachomer. So Reish Lakish wants to learn out a Kavachomer that if you have a Meis Mitzvah, that there's nobody to bury it, so then you should, that should be Doiche Shabbos. What's the Kavachomer? Uma Avodesh Doiche Shabbos. Just like when we do certain avoiding Beis Hamikdash, Kvuras Meis Mitzvah Doiche Osa Milu V'Achoso. Because when it talks about by the Nazir, it becomes Tomei for her. So therefore, you see that, excuse me, that we'll speak it out, that really would be the Kavachom would be that you would, what's it called? Just like you become Tomei for the Meis Mitzvah, that should also be Doiche. Kidetanya, as the Braisa says. Lo'aviv lo'im lo'achiv lo'achoso. Right, we're talking about the Nazir, so for his father, his mother, his brother, his sister, Samata Maloimar, that he's not allowed to, you know, come close to a mace, Hare Shai Holich Lishcho des Pischo Vilomales Beno. He was going to bring a Korban Pesach, he was going to do the Mila for his son, Amen Beis. So one of his krovim died. So Yochel Yitama, you would have a Havamina that he should have. So Amarta Lo Yitama, the no. He does not make himself, so the one of his krovim doesn't override. It's not doich one of the mitzvahs in the Torah. So yachu shem she'ena metami la'choso kachena metami l'meis mitzvah. So you would have thought, just like he's not going to become tamei for his sister, one of his krovim, so too he would not become tamei for the meis mitzvah. So tamaloma to correct that mistaken assumption la'och la'choso. No, la chosu hu de'ena metame. Only for his sisters and become tame. Aval metame meis mitzvah. But he does become tame if there's a meis mitzvah. Even a kohen gadol will become tame for the meis mitzvah if there was no one else to take care of it. So now that we see that the meis mitzvah is doiche, right? The avoda, so Shabbos shenidches mipnei avoda ain adin shetehei kavuras meis mitzvah doiche osa. So if Shabbos, which is doiche by the avoda, so then certainly then the meis mitzvah should be doiche that. So Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan says back to Reish Lakish, ritzicha tochiach. No, the halacha by when we are a person's chayv misa, that's going to prove you wrong. Shedoiche es avoda. It is doiche Shabbos, the avoda vein doiche es Shabbos, but it's not. In other words, if the only one who is there is to do the avoda is the kohen, right? Doesn't matter. He's gonna be killed. But it's not doiche Shabbos. So ritzicha gufa tidche es Shabbos mikavachomer. So 1 second, maybe you should do the ritzicha from mikavachomer. How? So Gemara speaks out. Ma avoda shidoiche es Shabbos ritzicha doiche osa. Just like the avoda beats out Shabbos. We do the avoda on Shabbos. Not all avodos, but certain avodos are done, right? So ritzicha is doche that. Shne'emar me'im mizbechi tekachenu lamus. If the person's on the mizbech, so we take him out. We punish him. So Shabbos shenidches mipnei avoda. Shabbos, which is pushed aside in order to do our avoda, ain't it in shadei ritzicha doche osa? So certainly, then the avoda should be doche that. Right? I'm sorry, that the Ritzicha should be overriding that. So says the Gemara, no. Omer Rav, Rav says no. Kvar pasakto, taned be Rabbi Shmuel, detanya, be Rabbi Shmuel, lo sevaro eish, matam alomar. So in the Pasak, right, the only one of the 39 malachas that's actually mentioned in the Torah is lo sevaro eish, right, b'chol moshal seichem, se matam alomar. So more quickly, I said, what do you mean, matam alomar? If it's Rabbi Yossi, so it comes out as a lav, which means that you don't get skila, right? That's what Rabbi Yossi learns out of. If it's lechalik, that's your chayah for each and every single av. But everybody learns something in front of it. So what it means, matam alomer. Everybody learns something out. Kedetanya havara lelav yotzos divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Nosson omer lechalik yotzos. So what do you mean? Everybody learns something from it. Yeah? So Ella Omarava, no, Tana Moshvos Kashale. The problem was the word Moshvos, right? Moshvos Ma Tamaloma. What do I learn from that? Mich di Shabbos Chovas Agufi. Shabbos is a obligation. It's Chovas Aguf. It's on every single person. So chovas aguf noheg is bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz, and anything, it's not like a mitzvah tli ba'aretz that only applies in a certain location, it applies to everybody. So moshvos to kosov rachmana lamali. So what do I need to write the word moshvos in this pasuk? That's really what the Gemara was saying. So this is Rav Sad Yigon explains the pshat. You would have thought that maybe the only, you know, losvar ish b'chol moshvach same is only when they were in the midbar, right? Because you were given the mon, right? But once you enter Eretz Yisrael, so no, therefore that's why the Chumash comes along and tells you really it applies, the prohibition of lighting a fire on Shabbos applies everywhere. That we know the Ramal brings in Hilchos Shabbos. This is the reason why we have cholent. We have cholent on Shabbos to show the bedaf. The only way you could have hot food on Shabbos afternoon is if you had a fire in your house. It won't stay warm overnight. And then this is one of the many, many examples. Many examples where we go out of our way to prove the tzedukim wrong. We do something. We bedafka have it. He says even a stronger lashon. If a person doesn't have this, we were concerned that they're not pikkuros. It doesn't mean if a person doesn't enjoy cholent, obviously. But it's talking about a person who says no, I beshit, I don't eat cholent. Okay, so maybe it's not because of a dietary reason, not because of his taste buds, but because he's a halachic reason. So then we have to be concerned about such a person. Okay, the Gemara continues again within Rava. Mishum Rabbi Yishmael Omer Talmud Echad. So one Talmud said over the name of Rabbi Yishmael, Lefi Shneamar Ki Yeh Beish Chet Mishpat Moves Vehumas, that person who's deserving of death. So Shmei Ani Bein Mechol Bein B'Shabbes. I hear that we do this on a weekday or on Shabbos. Hamani Mekayim Mechaleha Mos Yumas. How do I keep what it says in the Torah that anyone who's Mechal Shabbos will die? Bishar Malachos. That maybe only talk about any of the malachas, chutz me misas beizdin, but with any other thing besides the misas beizdin, or ein el afilim misas beizdin, or maybe it's coming to tell me no, that really that misas beizdin would also be done on Shabbos, umani mekayim v'humas bechol avalo b'Shabbos, and therefore you'd only do it on a weekday, but you don't. Eino el afilim b'Shabbos. Oh no, taka, maybe you would even do Mises based in on Shabbos. So therefore, Talmud Loimar, that's what the pasuk is coming to tell me. Losar Eish B'chol Moshe V'Seichem. And that's that when it's talking about the actual giving the Misa to the to Ritzech, Lahalan Hu Oimer, V'hay Eil Lachem L'chukas Mishpat L'doro Seichem B'chol Moshe V'Seichem. So now, we're making a comparison sequence. We're going to do a Ma'af. Ma X off Y, so whatever's true about the first one, so too it's true. That's the comparison we're making here. So ma moshvos ha'omer l'holon based in, just like the moshvos which was talking about the later on, meaning about the in Bemidbar, is talking about a Bezdin. So af moshvos, which is back there, talking about Shabbos, omer kan Bezdin. Omer rachmana lo svar eish b'chol moshvosech. So you can't have a fire burning in there. I mean, you can't have a fire burning in the Beis Din, and Beis Din would not go ahead and execute on Shabbos Kodesh. There is an additional insight or remez in the Pasuk, right, of Lo Svaro Eish B'chol Moshe V'Seichem. So what's this Eish? What's this fire? So the Zohar, the Tikkuni Zohar, actually says that it's Kaas. It's anger, it's machlokas. The person has to be very careful not to get angry on Shabbos. You know, we just all know from our personal experiences that some of the hardest times it is to keep calm and not to get angry, it usually is Erev Shabbos. You know, depending whether it's a long summer month or just a shorter, you know, winter and you have to get ready and everything's a rush. You know, sometimes it seems that anything that could go wrong sometimes, in fact, does go wrong. So why is that? Why is there such a temptation for anger and machloikis and trying to ruin Shalom Bayis, B'davka, Erev Shabbos, or on Shabbos Kodesh itself? So you have to go back. We're going to learn in a few dapim about the Chet of Adam and Chava. That happened on Erev Shabbos. That was the first dissension, the first piru, the first machloikis really started on them. And since that was built into the fabric, so it repeats and it comes back every Erev Shabbos, there's at least a temptation, or it's easier to be nichshol in that avera of anger. I wanted just to quote from a beautiful sefer written by Rabbi Zev Reichlin. that the book is called Hasir Kas Bechel. It's Remove Anger from Your Heart. He translated it, and in the introduction, he just writes a little bit about the book. He says it's advisable for a person to make for himself a book of reminders about the horrors of anger and arrogance and the blessings of humility, and he should read from this book every day. This is a good suggestion, for which fool wants to suffer a large loss for the sake of a minimal gain? At the moment of anger, a person forgets all of the punishments he's incurring and all the benefits he's losing. However, if he constantly reads this book, the learning will engender doing, and he'll be careful. The best fence to erect around oneself to avoid anger is to write down and collect all the statements about anger from Chazal, the Midrashim, the Holy Zohar, and the Arizal. They should be reminded of him, and he should study them every single day. The reason for anger is a lack of peace of mind. And because he's unaware how terrible anger is, he does not appreciate how wonderful the attribute of patience is. A person who's slow to anger will never regret it. If a person does not learn books that contain mussar and remedies, that he won't be able to control his anger and the like, he's killing his soul with his own hands for eternity. Very stark. So just to... He quotes our pasuk. This is found on page 202, quoting from the Tikkuni Zohar, Pirush. Ashrei hu mi sheshomer dira l'shabbos, shehu halev. Fortunate is the person who watches his home and makes it appropriate for Shabbos. That's his leiv, his heart. He doesn't get sad. He doesn't get the angry on Shabbos. Shehu eish hagehinim. The eish is the fire of Gehinim. Sha'olav ne'amar. That's our pasuk. We were darshaning lo svaro eish b'chol mosh v'seichem b'yom haShabbos. You shouldn't kindle any fires in your home on Shabbos. V'chein hu vaday. Shekomi shekois. Anybody who does get angry, ke'ilu hidlik eish hagehinim. He's lighting up the fires of Gehinim. So again, pashup shot. We're talking the halachas of starting a fire, but at least to think about the idea that not to get angry on Shabbos Kodesh. Okay, we'll stop here for today, and we'll pick it up tomorrow with Omer Rabbi.